You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
On Saturdays at 12 midnight and Sundays at 6 a.m. here in New York. Also, it's going to be on the airwaves in Los Angeles Friday at 11 o'clock and Saturdays at 3 a.m. And excited to have him on the program with us right now. Joe, congratulations. How you doing?
Hi, Anita. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm a big fan of your show, and I'm very happy to be on.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, we're excited for you to join our 98.7 ESPN family. Thank you so much. Before we start diving into some of the spreads and whatnot, I was just having this conversation with Ty, our producer, in the break. You know, now you got more Tennessee Titan players coming down with COVID-19. Obviously, the news today with Cam Newton and one of the practice squad quarterbacks for the Kansas City Chiefs, on top of all the soft tissue injuries that we're seeing. I'm really concerned, Joe, that this season won't complete itself. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most concerned, how concerned are you that this season will not be complete?
I'm concerned about a 7, Anita. I think that the NFL is going to do everything humanly possible. There's so much money behind it. There's billions of dollars. So far, it's been relatively safe. Other than the incident just happened with New England and Tennessee last week. And if the players stay safe and everybody wears their mask, I think that we can get through this. I'm an optimist, and I'm hoping that we can get through it. And I'm just praying and that everyone stays safe and that we do the best and see if we can battle through this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm an optimist as well. Glass half full, you know, always look for the silver lining. I do. I just have some real concerns. All right, let's kick it off with what's going on with the Patriots-Chiefs game. Heading into this week, I really liked the Patriots. I thought the Chiefs, coming off of a very physical, grueling, high, like energetic, you know, that win against the Ravens. To me, like that game, that type of intensity level, I think is really hard to emulate week in and week out. Short work week. Patriots getting 7 with Cam Newton, able to run the football against the Kansas. So anyway, long story longer, I took the Patriots with the points.
Well, I did too, and great minds think alike, Anita. And, you know, it's very difficult not to like New England when they're getting points. Under Belichick, which very rarely do you see New England as a dog, under right. Belichick, they're 13-4 against the spread. And Kansas City, they took, you know, like you said, they're coming off a short week on that Monday night. It would have been great to see what they have done. They've won 12 in a row. But, you know, New England has a defense, and whenever I'm getting 7 points with Belichick, I'm taking the dog.
So let me ask you, because now, you know, whether this game's going to be played on Monday or Tuesday, some people feel Tuesday, whatever the case, Cam Newton's not going to be the starting quarterback. It's either going to be Brian Hoyer or Stidham, and a lot of people feel it's going to be Hoyer because he was listed as the number two anyway going in. You know, I would imagine that line now jumps to 10. Are you
Absolutely.
Still taking it?
There will be no doubt there'll be double digits. At this point, when there will be such a big line, I'm curious to see what the total is going to be in this game, Anita, because right now the total's at 53.5 with Cam in there. I think that the Patriots, the only way they're going to be able to stay in the game now with the backup quarterback, I imagine Belichick will come up with some sort of a game plan to keep the ball out of the hands of Kansas City. Easier said than done. I would look at the total and maybe expect it to be a little bit lower than under the projected high-scoring affair that we thought we might be seeing with Newton, because New England would have to cut their playbook in half.
Interesting. By the way, it's off the board right now, and I would imagine that it's not going to be back on the board until the Patriots make an announcement who their starting quarterback is going to be, whether it's Monday or Tuesday. Joe Wiz joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Joe, my favorite bet this week is the over in the Seattle Seahawks-Miami Dolphins game. As great as Russell Wilson is, Seattle defense is just as horrible. And Russell Wilson is just having a phenomenal year, 14 touchdown passes on the season. I love this over. I'm curious, if you were to play this matchup, how would you play it?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Seattle right now looks like maybe they're going to the Super Bowl. That's how good they're playing right now. But when, on the other hand, as you mentioned, Russell Wilson can only do so much on the offense. On a defensive side, the Seahawks are very, very suspect. Miami has had 10 days to prepare for this game. Don't forget they played on a Thursday night game, and Fitzpatrick was doing his Fitzmagic. He was all over the place, and completion ratio was almost over 80% when he played at Jacksonville. I can see a lot of points being scored scoreboard on the play here, because Seattle, as you mentioned, their defense is very suspect, and Miami's defense is as well. And if Fitzpatrick plays anything close to what he did against Jacksonville, this total should go way over the total. As far as the game itself, I'm a little bit careful and worried about the line, because it seems like an open invitation to take Seattle, but under Flores, the Dolphins always come to play. I think that they'd be a live home dog. I think the safer bet, Anita, here would be to go over.
Another game in regards to the over-under total that I like is the Chargers and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Chargers defense, a lot better than what most people think. And you've got a lot of injuries to that offense with the Buccaneers. Chris Godwin is out, and Leonard Fournette is out as well. So I like the under in this, under 42.5. And what I might do here, Joe, I'm not big on teasing, but what I might do is I might tease the over in the Seattle Dolphins game down to 52.5. And I might tease the under in the Chargers-Buccaneers game up to 49.5. What do you think about that teaser?
It's not a bad play. I generally don't play many teasers, but anytime when you can ask them right now, the line right now has Tampa Bay favored by 7 in this game, and the total is at 43. No doubt that the Chargers are offensively challenged. They lost last week. The main reason why they lost was turnovers. Carolina had several four turnovers, and that's how they won that game. On the other hand, Tampa Bay, you just don't know what Tom Brady is going to do. Brady is capable of putting up points left and right. So right now, I don't think the Chargers are going to be able to score many points. It's just a matter of how much Tampa Bay does. But if you push that teaser up and you're going under 48 or 49, that looks very appealing. I might jump on the bandwagon with you there, Anita.
Joe Wiz joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Again, his show launches on Saturday at midnight, so definitely stay tuned for that one. And looking at some of the other lines, you got the Saints and the Detroit Lions. Saints were favored by 4. Now that line has dipped to 3. Michael Thomas is out. Lattimore is out. There's like 7 starters for the Saints that are going to be inactive in this game. Is this a game that you're staying away from, or is there a play here you like?
I made a play. If you want tonight, my show will be running on midnight on 98.7, and it'll be rebroadcast again Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And anyway, when you take a look at this game here, New Orleans Saints, they opened up the season 1-0. They looked great against Tampa, but since then they've struggled. And I don't trust them because they lost to Green Bay last week. Even though Breeze put up some decent numbers last week, he was 29 of 36 for almost 300 yards and 3 touchdown passes. As you mentioned, this team is really banged up. The Lions, they snapped an 11-game losing streak. I had to look double-check and say, was it really 11 that they lost? It's going 11 games going back to last year. But Stafford is dangerous at home, and Detroit could pull the upset here. If New Orleans loses this game, there's going to be some question marks. They're going to be looking to make some changes. I tell you right now, I'm taking a home dog with Detroit. I'm looking to get 3 and maybe get the hook in either 3.5.
Interesting. Last but not least, before we let you go, Giants heading out west to take on the Rams. This is the biggest, the Ravens and the Washington team is the biggest spread on the board. But still, Giants getting 13.5. God, I love the way that the Rams have been playing this season. I think this is a little bit too much for a Giants team that really hasn't played much of anyone the last 2 weeks. Of course, they did play the Pittsburgh Steelers in week 1. But if you had a play in this game, what would it be?
Boy, when you take a look at this game here, it's very difficult. I never lay double digits in any NFL game under any circumstances. If I was going to play the game, I would lean more towards the Giants. They did play competitive against the Steelers in the first half. If you remember the first game, they played competitively. There was one turnover that they had late in the second quarter. It turned the whole game. Giants played competitively at the Bears, and the Bears right now are 3-0. Giants were very competitive. They had a chance to win that game, and there was an offensive play called. Rams coming off of that tough loss to Buffalo. They had the game won. First it was lost, then they won, and then they lost it. But laying double digits in the NFL is never a winning proposition. The total of this game is at 48. I think that Giants are going to have a tough time scoring points that they had all season long. If I was going to play total under 48, if I was playing a side, I would look to take the Giants plus 14 and hide in the closet and see what happens at 7 Eastern.
Oh, Joe, you're funny. All right. Hey, listen, congratulations on your new show. Again, welcome to the 98.7 ESPN family, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on, Anita. Looking forward to being on again. Thank you.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.